Kurim chapter 2, Mishnah 9. Ketzad shav lachaya. How is a koi like an undomesticated animal? In what way is it similar to an undomesticated animal? That's the deer component of the animal. Damoto and kisoi kedam chaya. Its blood must be covered like the blood of an undomesticated animal. So we learn from the verses in the Torah in Vayikra that when someone slaughters an animal, ritually slaughters, the blood has to be covered. But that only applies to the blood of an undomesticated animal or the blood of a bird. The blood of a domesticated animal, like cattle, doesn't need to be covered. This koi, we would cover up its blood as a stringency. We don't know what species this is, so we cover up its blood. We treat it as if it's an undomesticated animal, as a doubt, as a stringency. However, brings the Kati, you wouldn't make a brocha, a blessing, on the covering of the blood, because it's doubtful whether you really need to cover it up or not. So there's a principle that in the case of doubt, we don't say a blessing. We wouldn't slaughter it on Yom Tov, because the covering of the blood is only performed to, if you slaughter it, you've got to cover the blood. But the covering of the blood is only done out of doubt. We're not sure if the blood has to be covered or not. And covering blood on Yom Tov is a melocha. It's work. Covering the blood on Yom Tov, if it wasn't required, would be forbidden. So we don't slaughter this animal on Yom Tov. The im shechatoi, and if the animal was slaughtered, then ein mechasin es damoi. We don't cover the blood. We would leave the blood, and we wouldn't cover it. We wouldn't cover it up. The chelboi metame betumas nevela kechaya. The fat of the animal, the chaylev, the fat, conveys uncleanliness like an undomesticated animal. So if a kosher animal dies, a carcass transmits impurity and would make a person, transmits impurity. The fat of a carcass, however we learn out from various verses in the Torah, the fat of a kosher carcass of a domesticated animal doesn't transmit impurity. But the fat of an undomesticated animal, a carcass of an undomesticated animal, does convey impurity. So over here, out of doubt, if a person became impure through the fat of this carcass of an undomesticated animal, we would treat them as impure out of a doubt. But tumasoi besofek, but the tuma is, he's unclean out of doubt, as we mentioned. And what that means is that if there was a scenario where the doubt would play into it, it would change the law. So an example that they bring is if this person who is doubtfully impure because he came into contact with the fat of this koi, of a carcass of a koi, if he then went into the temple, which a person's not allowed to do if they're impure. So if he did it intentionally, he would normally be liable to karas. This person over here would not be liable to karas, we say, because it's doubtfully impure. And if he did it unintentionally, the person would have to bring a sacrifice, and over here he wouldn't bring the sacrifice because it's a doubtful impurity. So even though he went into the temple, he only went in with a doubtful impurity. And finally says the mission of Ein Poidin Bo Peter Chamor. A person may not redeem with it a firstborn donkey. So a firstborn male donkey it has a certain kind of sanctity and it's got to be redeemed. And the way it was redeemed was the sanctity is transferred onto an animal, and that animal is brought up and given to the kohen. It was brought up and it was given as a truma to the kohen. So the term that the Torah uses is the term se, and the term se is either sheep or a goat. So the firstborn donkey has to be redeemed with a sheep or a goat. This animal over here can't be used to redeem a firstborn donkey because we're not sure if this animal, how to treat it. We don't know if it's treated like a goat or a wild animal. So we can't use it to redeem the firstborn of the donkey as you could normally use a sheep or a goat.